Welcome to Chaotic Fridays at Fulton High School, the show where we never have a cohesive cast. I'm your host, Clover Underwood, and I'm here with
Lizium,
Armando,
Avery Yule,
and our special guest,
Casper Bone,
and returning guest,
Matthew Atkins.
So, Casper, we have a couple questions for you, and then we'll move over to Matthew. First of all, how old are you, and what grade are you in?
I'm 17 years old. I'll be 18 in February, and I'm currently a senior.
Which SOC are you a part of here at Fulton?
Part of the Fulcong School of Communications. Been a part of it pretty much my entire high school career.
Now, I know you work with the radio station, so how long have you been a part of the station, and what do you do for the station?
So I actually have been a part of the station my entire 4 years. I heard of the station, originally got interest in it in elementary school, so I wanted to do our radio station for a very, very long time, pretty much my entire life. And so whenever I got here to Fulton, I definitely took the opportunity with Mr. Mays to go ahead and start that. And I originally started with the station my freshman year and just did some smaller stuff, recorded some songs, and played some songs for an hour. And then during the pandemic, my sophomore year, started a radio special, and everything just took off from there.
All right, now, final question. What do you plan to do after high school?
So after high school, of course, my focus here at Fulton is in communications, but interestingly enough, I want to go to the Tickle College of Engineering over at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville, and study nuclear engineering, which most people would not expect. I either want to do nuclear engineering, or I'm also thinking of architectural design and minoring still in communications, maybe doing graphic design or doing something here at the radio station. But also while I'm there, I still do want to do 90.3 The Rock over at UTK and continue the skills that I've gained here at 91.1 and really just kind of continue my passion for music and the radio station.
Well, that's all the questions we have for you. Thanks for coming in.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
So, Matthew, I know we interviewed you last week about you volunteering for Mr. Mays. Since then, you've been asked to record for the football coaches. How did that happen?
Mr. Mays got into contact with me about how much of a good job I did with the coaches' court, and they said that I had some things to work out, like learning more stuff about camera filming and stuff like that, but they wanted me to record for them more because they enjoyed what I did.
I'm sure we went over this last time, but just for everyone who wasn't tuned in last week, how long have you been recording for?
As of that time, I only have been recording for 1 day.
1 day is a relatively short time to be recording and then get contacted by the coaches. You must have done a really good job. Congratulations on being contacted. I look forward to seeing what you do in the future. All right, well, I think that's all the questions we have for you as of now. Thanks for coming in, Matt. We can't wait to have you back on the show.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
We had a relatively uneventful week here at Fulton High School, so we'll skip past this week's school events and move on to community announcements. Today is the Knox Pride Parade, which starts at 7 p.m. at Gay Street. Come out to celebrate your communities and meet new people. Now we'll move on to Armando with our Teacher of the Week.
Our teacher of the week is Brandon O'Neill. They do a great job making lessons fun and keeping their classes engaged. Thank you, Mr. O'Neill, for being so great.
Next, we have Avery for our Chaotic Fact of the Week. What's this week's fact?
Experiments in universities have actually been carried out to figure out how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop, both with machine and human lickers. The results ranged from 252 licks to 411.
Finally, Lizium has our debate of the week.
Do hot dogs count as a sandwich? Now, I believe that they do count as a sandwich because it's in between either two pieces or one piece of bread. I would like to ask Avery what he thinks about this topic.
That's a really difficult one for me. I've thought about that before. From a logical standpoint, it would seem like it's more of a sandwich, but it just doesn't feel right to call it a sandwich. I think most of that is due to the fillings being exposed from the top instead of the sides. But yeah, what about you, Clover? What do you think?
Well, with the fillings being exposed from the top instead of the sides, that does make a lot of sense. But keep in mind, you can always rotate the hot dog. So then the fillings are on the side, you know? And I feel like then you could qualify it as a sandwich. Personally, I qualify it as a sandwich. A lot of people have their own opinions about it because of the bread. You know, a lot of people say that it has to be two separate pieces of bread. But if you think about sandwiches from places like Subway and stuff, you know, it's one piece of bread cut down the middle. And so it's almost like a large hot dog bun. So that in turn, since that counts as a sandwich, a hot dog would count as a sandwich. What do you think about that, Armando?
So what I think is that a hot dog isn't a sandwich. The reason why I think it's not a sandwich is because I think it varies a lot of different type of hot dogs, and I think that it doesn't need to be included as part of the sandwich.
Luzium, is there anything you'd like to say about Armando's decision or maybe Avery's decision or even mine?
A lot of people like to argue that it's a sandwich or a taco. I find it hilarious, but I am still on the side of it being a sandwich. I don't really have much of an opinion on what they say because, again, it's their opinion, so.
Okay, so one other thing that I'd like to bring up is a lot of people mention that the shape of the meat is one of the most important defining factors because a hot dog, you know, it's like a sausage. So what do you think about that?
I don't really have much of an opinion on it, but a lot of, when I was younger, we would take, if we didn't have any hot dog buns, we would take a slice of bread and just wrap it around the hot dog. So that's why I mainly see it as a sandwich instead of anything else.
All right. Is there anything between Avery or Armando, you know, from your past, maybe similar to Lysium's reason as to why they decided it's a sandwich? Anything like that from you? Or is it just, you know, you logically think it's a sandwich?
I think that from where I stand, it's more of a logic than like actual experience. You know, I do like how you brought up that it could just be turned sideways. Because the difference between that and just eating like a Subway sandwich is that sandwiches like that are stacked with the toppings going vertical with the bread. So if you were to turn it sideways, it would be less likely to fall out. But with a hot dog, there, if you turn it sideways, then all the toppings would just fall.
It seems like we're split down the middle, so we'll have to agree to disagree, but we'd like to hear from you. Email us at wkcs@knoxschools.org with your opinion. That's all the time we have today. Thank you for tuning in to Chaotic Fridays at Fulton High School. We'll see you next week. Take it easy, Knoxville.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.